Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show, and I'm here with, actually, Jerry Peretzman and myself are actually the co-hosts of the Christina Liu Show. I don't even know what we're called anymore. It's getting confusing, Jerry.
And we know with Christina, the best is yet to come.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Pressure.
You want to go for coffee, Jerry, and then let her wrap this thing up?
Listen, you guys go. This is also great. You know, like I said, is that one of my favorite things about Project Independence is that we don't necessarily have to create all the programs, but we want to get the word out there, you know, of what is existing in the community. And there's so many wonderful organizations and partners in the local community, which is great. The Landmark on Main Street, which is in Port Washington,
mm-hmm. Wonderful place.
Offers afternoon teas, they're called. And this is, they're free for seniors. There's light refreshments served. And it's really nice because they're doing on August 12th at 2 p.m. They're going to be showing Some Like It Hot, you know, featuring Marilyn Monroe. So I think that's just, it's like a fun day to go. And like I said, there's light refreshments served. It's free. And you get to see a great movie in a beautiful theater area. So it should be very nice.
And what time will that be?
That's at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Right. On August 12th, which is a Wednesday. They're always Wednesdays, the afternoon teas.
The afternoon teas, yeah. And they really are tremendous. The programming, and they've had some live stuff, a comedian,
yeah,
and a singer.
Yeah, they do all different things. Absolutely.
It's very, very good. Yeah.
And also, they're going to have on Wednesday, August 26th at 2 p.m., they're going to be showing the film High Society. So it's nice. These are all like great old movies
great
that you get
classics,
to watch.
Yeah,
it is. The classics. And you get to meet new people and get out. And like I said, I mean, it's free. So why not do it?
Right.
And then actually when you're there, they have their brochure of upcoming events. They have some tremendous things there.
Yeah, I mean, they have all different programs.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially like you said, like musical performances. I mean, there's...
In the North Hempstead, they would be like the theater. The Tilly Center here, right here on CW Post, is much further out. Also a tremendous entertainment venue. But, in North Hempstead, the place is the Landmark. They've really, transitioned
really
that into a wonderful theater.
Years,
absolutely. Yeah. And I just want to remind everybody that coming up on August 15th, North Hempstead's taking part in Clear the Shelter Day, which means Clear the Animal Shelter Day.
Oh, okay.
And on that North Hempstead, in conjunction, it's going to be sponsored by NBC4, New York and Telemundo 47, they're going to be doing this thing where that day they waive all adoption fees on dogs.
Nice.
And which really nice, you know, the adoption fee is usually about, $57. So this is a great way to, help match, seniors especially and different family members with pets in the town. So it should be very nice. And and what's great too is that once you get the dog, they're all sprayed and neutered, they're vaccinated, they're microchipped. So, you're getting a dog that
everything
that's,
is done.
Right, it's all done.
Okay.
Prior to the adoption, so it's really nice. So that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on August 15th, and the shelter in North Hempstead is at 75 Marino Avenue in Port Washington.
Perfect. So that's a great opportunity.
It's a great call. I mean, we've actually had topics before that just showed the benefits too of especially if you're alone and the pet therapy. I mean, it's remarkable when you hear the stories about how these people, have been matched with an animal, and it really improved their health and their quality of life. So it's definitely something that if you're interested in, you can call 311 if you need any more information or just show up on August 15th.
Terrific. Now, you're much closer to this than I. Wasn't there something in town with the abuse of dogs and cats in the cause?
Yes, Judy was actually doing a public service
announcement
regarding that because, especially with the heat that we've been having, you can't leave your dog in the car and with the windows up. I mean, it's really becoming an issue. So Judy was teaming up and doing these public service announcements, just educating people on, what to do and, what not to do. So
I don't know. It's the most amazing thing. Pets and kids. How people can go shopping in some of this heat and for a half hour and leave everything closed.
Yeah, they don't realize a car's just like a greenhouse.
Oh.
If you leave a cat or a dog in a car and someone sees it, they're just as apt to smash a window.
Right.
And
you
have one big problem after that.
Yeah.
Right.
But I said, we always laugh in North Hempstead because I said, not only are our residents, seniors, children have things. I said, Judy's even looking out for the dogs,
right.
In the town. I mean, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago that a lot of the town parks now are dog-friendly parks. And, there's one of our hosts, Otto Lowe, sent us a picture. They had little baggies, you know, that you could take for the
dog. Yes, I saw that. Right.
It was just nice. You know, I said, she's really covering all, you know, the entire family
is
now being taken care of in North Hempstead, which is nice. And, you know, there's also, I mean, like I said, you know, we talked about different programs that Community Service is doing and Project Independence, but our Parks Department has been doing these summer concerts, and there's actually one coming up this Sunday, August 9th at 1 p.m., and this is going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park on Shore Road. It's going to be a band called Quick Draw. And they're a country band, but they mix new and old styles. And they actually toured with the Charlie Daniels Band and Blake Shelton. They've been featured on all different shows. And it should be a fun little event. So go there. If you're interested, call 311 if you need any more information. So it should be a...
And where is that again?
This is at North Hempstead Beach Park.
Oh, so at the beach. Okay.
Yep, right at the beach. And that's at 1 p.m. on Sunday, August 9th.
That's it. When you're looking for stuff to do, again, it's like hitting the drum or whatever that expression is, beating the drum. This is amazing to have concerts and then evening concerts and day concerts. It's, you know...
And it's just, you know, it's great because I'm just looking through the list of all the different musical concerts, and that on August 10th, there's going to be a band called High Tide, and they do island music and calypso and reggae music.
Okay.
So there's something for everyone. Right. And this is going to be at Mary Jane Davies Green, and that's right on Plandome Road by Town Hall.
Okay, I know that.
And they're free. You know, you bring your own chair, and you could sit there, and that's at 7:30 p.m. on Monday night. And... today, there's at Manor Haven Beach Park in Port Washington, there's going to be a band called Half Step, and it's a tribute to the Grateful Dead. So that's
okay,
another. It's covering. Right. I said you have all different types of music. We had some country, we had some reggae.
Right.
This is Grateful Dead, a little rock and roll.
Well, that's the nicest thing. It's just, you know, you're not filling it up with boring stuff. You know,
and they play at all different places, so they really find great music.
It appeals to all tastes.
Exactly.
Right, you don't like country, you've got something else. You don't have to wait a month or two to hear something
exactly.
That you really like.
And then, you know, this I love, too, is that, you know, they do these movies they've been doing, the Parks Department, at different locations in the town. And at Sunset Park in Port Washington, they're going to be showing Frozen tomorrow at 8 p.m. So I always think that's a nice little thing. You know, you can do it with the whole family. You bring your little grandkids, which I'm sure they all love Frozen, because I have not been a child who did not love Frozen.
It's amazing.
And,
I agree.
You know, it's definitely something fun. And Sunset Park is absolutely beautiful. It's free. So
where's Sunset Park?
Right in Port Washington. Mm. Yeah, so you can just call and they'll give you, I'm sure 311 has.
Oh, I know where it is. Where down by Louis.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yep.
I'm trying to think of the park. I know what you're talking about.
It's really nice. You get to be outside and get
it's a great place.
It's a fun thing. And it's Frozen. It's the last movie they'll be playing there. So definitely check that out.
Cool. Actually, just totally changing gears. I just wanted to make one announcement that, which is worthy of announcing, is Senator Jack Martins has gotten a grant for $25,000 for the Great Neck Breast Cancer Coalition.
Great.
Okay. And, you know, the important thing there is we're talking about all these wonderful entertainment things, but within the town of North Hempstead, there's also services for people who may not be feeling the best this weekend and have a situation going on and are looking for a wig or looking for a hand to hold, et cetera, et cetera. And Laura, who's the director of the Great Neck Breast Cancer Coalition, does such a wonderful job. And it's just wonderful that the government, you know, I mean, Jack's a fighter. Jack is like Judy. They're fighters. Yeah. And to turn around and get money for them, which that $25,000 goes a long way, because nobody gets paid at the Great Neck
Breast Cancer Coalition. I just want to say, John, that our town officials, our assembly people, and our state senators are very accessible.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You call them, they call back, and they don't just put you off in a cubbyhole. They work with you if you have something that you feel is of concern to you and other citizens, particularly seniors. So don't be bashful. Something's coming up. You think you need government help. Go for it. This town and the people here are responsible.
And that's what, you know, I just want to give a shout out to, you know, Jerry's involved with so many aspects of Project Independence. He's like one of our OG members. And he's part of the Romeos, which is the retired older men eating together. And what I think is so great about the Romeos is that they actually had Jack Martins come. They just asked him. They've had a bunch of different people come and just speak at their event. And they're open to it. You know, I can speak. You know, you guys will meet them at an event. And say, listen, we have this group. We want you to come speak to them. So it's just great. I mean, it's really, they're very responsive.
They certainly are.
And so what's very nice about that, too, we're not talking party lines.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Our elected officials are just good officials. They're government people and they're here to, well put. They're here to serve, which is the most important thing.
I just wanted to give a little shout out to the Romeos.
Yeah, right.
How did the Romeos come about, and who started it, Christina?
Wow. Actually, I was actually when I was interning, a social work interning, and we got a phone call from David Linden, who's also one of our radio co-hosts. And he called and said, you know, I saw an article in Newsday that had this group called the Romeos. And I think, you know, he's like, my wife, she's got all these groups and she doesn't want me in the house. She said, I need to get out and join something. So I'd like to do this. And Jerry was one of the original members. There's about five of you, I think.
Yeah, right. Me over there.
Flash to now where there's like a good over almost 30 people on the list.
And on Monday we had 20 people.
Just real quick, Jerry, you only have a minute. When does Romeos meet and where?
First and third Mondays of every month at 12:15 at the Atria on Cutter Mill Road, third floor. There's free parking, off-street parking in back of the Atria. It's been arranged so you don't get tickets.
Terrific.
You don't have to feed meetings or anything.
That's the Romeos.
That's what we like to hear.
We've been listening to the Christina Lu Show on Project Independence and you on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great week.